changes going up, that fact can be hard to see clearly or to deal with well. And when we cannot find ways to avoid hazards, grasp opportunities, and produce the results we all truly value, all of which we know is possible because some people do it, when we can't, well, life can become quite unpleasant. Now, we've chosen a fable format here, a story with a whole cast of characters, including Matt, because fables can take on big issues and be useful for many people. And the issues here really are big. To understand how we can get better outcomes, we need to more clearly see how organizations rise, why they eventually struggle no matter their past success, and why they can fall. We need more clarity about how a few rise once again to grow, fulfill their mission, create new jobs and services and wealth. It helps to see the role of discipline, planning, reliability, and efficiency in these stories, and the role of passion, vision, engagement, speed, agility, and culture. And there's the very fundamental issue of management versus leadership, and the latter not just from a few people in big corner offices. Now, yes, we know that this is a bit much for a short book. And yes, many others have had much to say about these issues. But we think there's a lot of fog around some fundamental points here that relate to success today. Only when we begin to lift that fog do we have any chance of turning 21st century challenges and threats into truly exciting opportunities for our businesses, governments, nonprofits, and ourselves. Now, I could go on and on talking about the many decades of research underlying the ideas and insights in this story, but a discussion of that here could undermine our goals of being short, thought-provoking, useful, and fun. At the end of the book, I will offer some thoughts about the issues raised in that research and in this story. For now, enough. Let's go back and start from the beginning of the story.
Chapter 1. Once upon a time, there was a most interesting clan of animals that humans call meerkats. They lived in the Kalahari, a warm and dry stretch of land in the southern part of the African continent. At first glance, the piece of land these meerkats called home looked like many other areas around them, but with a mix of cleverness, hard work, hustle, and a bit of luck, their ancestors had found a place that was not like all the others. A brush fire had cleared the ground before their arrival and had created a nearly perfect habitat. Many predators had been driven away by the fire, and there was plenty of food, which mostly consisted of scorpions, crunchy insects, worms, eggs, and from time to time some fruits. The clan started with a dozen cats and grew to more than 150, a remarkable size that is far from typical. Meerkats can have between 2 and 4 litters a year, with 3 to 5 pups per litter. If you do the math well, the difference between 2 litters and 4 and between 3 and 5 little ones in each is, let's say, that the right conditions can make a lot of additional meerkats. None of these conditions is more important than keeping the clan functioning well, which, as you might expect, turns out to be a more and more difficult task as it grows larger and larger. But this group had learned to manage themselves exceptionally well, which is one of the reasons their story is so interesting. Last spring, they had enjoyed good rain. Finding food was relatively easy. Life was not without its demands, but overall it was good. Everyone had his or her place, and as long as you did things the way they were supposed to be done in the clan and stayed out of trouble, things were pretty fine. Could this change? Of course, almost everyone would say. Change is just a part of life. You have a dry season and then it changes to a rainy season. We have hawks trying to get us some.